Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, artists of all ages, it's time for the Dick and Jane Project Song of the Week. The Dick and Jane Project, a nonprofit based in Columbus, Ohio, has teamed up with WCBE to bring you a new song from the project each and every week. A song in which a young person has written the lyrics and top musicians have transformed it into the song you're about to hear. This week's young author is both the youngest to have written lyrics for the project and the first author who lives in the Southern Hemisphere. In 2009, Sineru Dikambura was in Laurie Eldridge's first grade class in Melbourne, Australia. Miss Eldridge is a writer herself and an enthusiastic supporter of her students' compositions, posting their poems on her website. Along with his classmates, Sineru contributed many poems that year, with topics ranging from the weather, to pets, to fairy tales. One of his crowning achievements was a lighthearted tale of his adventure to see animals, which he titled A Train Ride to the Zoo. A year later, while scouring the internet for the writings of young people, Ben Shinneberry, the creator of the Dick and Jane Project, stumbled across Sineru's poem. Impressed by its carefree style and creative imagery, Ben asked permission to use the poem as lyrics. The reply came as a resounding yes from Sineru's father, Rusitha, ever proud of his son's creative output. Ben immediately sent the lyrics to his friends in the band Trains Across the Sea, and 20 minutes later, the song was complete. 2 weeks after that, a video of the band performing the song live was sent to Sineru's father, and it quickly made the rounds of their friends and family throughout Australia. It would be another 4 months before the song would get its day in a real recording studio, but finally, in March of 2011, Trains Across the Sea went into the Jazz Academy to record the song with Andy Dodson. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please enjoy the first global hit of the Dick and Jane Project, transformed into song by Trains Across the Sea and adapted from the Sineru Dikambura poem of the same name, A Train Ride to the Zoo.
Well, the train makes a chug, chug, chug sound, whizzing through the station as its wheels go round. There's the train. And it gets faster every hour. And it gets faster every hour. Shifty, shufty, rattle and a rap. Chuffing as its wheels go zap. We're chuffing on a mountain. Please slow down. Please slow down. Through town, we're chopping through the creepiest place. Whizzing through a farm or a big pine tree. We stop for water on the way. We're going to a zoo. What a great big day. Faster, we're chopping through town. We're chopping through the creepiest place. Whizzing through a farm or a big pine tree. Stop for water on the way. We're going to the zoo. What a great big day. Faster, we're chopping through town. We're chopping through the creepiest place. Whizzing through a farm or a big pine tree. We stop for water on the way. We're going to the zoo. What a great big day.
This Dick and Jane Project Song of the Week was written by Sineru Dikambura of Melbourne, Australia, and transformed into song by Trains Across the Sea. It was recorded and mixed at the Jazz Academy by Andy Dodson. The mission of the Dick and Jane Project is to help students, teachers, and communities discover the unique power and perspective that lives within the written work of young people. Tune in every week here on WCBE to hear a new Dick and Jane Song of the Week and the story behind its young author. To learn more, please visit thedickandjaneproject.org.